So while discussing Vibhuti Yoga in the 10th chapter, why do we talk about accessing spiritual reality? If we look at the 10th chapter, Krishna has talked about the highest reality. He has talked about how himself and how the pure devotees are absorbed in talking directly about him. And Krishna has also acknowledged Param Brahma Param Dhamma, that Krishna is the highest reality. So in a sense, the Bhagavad Gita has already ended over there. Because Krishna has given the essential conclusion and Arjuna has also accepted that essential conclusion. Now, Prabhupada also explains in the purport that Arjuna asks, Keshu Keshu Cha Bhaveshu Chintyosi Bhagavan Maya. That Bhaveshu refers to in the material world, in this world, how does the absolute truth, how can people think of Krishna through his manifestations in this world? So the point is that the spiritual reality is the highest, but spiritual reality is not accessible for us. Prabhupada writes in On the Way to Krishna that all knowledge comes from Krishna, but all knowledge doesn't begin from Krishna. Krishna is the source of all knowledge. Jnanam jnanavatamaham. All knowledge comes from Atta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. But our knowledge doesn't begin from Krishna. We don't suddenly one day start thinking about Krishna. We look at the world, observe the world, contemplate the world, and then think, where did this world come from? Does it have a source? Does it have a designer? Does it have a designing principle? So by looking at this world, we can think gradually beyond this world to the source of the world. So our purpose as spiritual seekers is to pursue spiritual reality. But we are living within the material world. So we can direct our consciousness from material reality to spiritual reality. We cannot just directly start thinking about spiritual reality. And for that purpose, there are these three ways. There is the Vibhuti Yoga, where whatever is attractive in this world, we see it as a manifestation of Krishna. Then there is the whole Shakta Tantra principle of the divine manifesting in this world through the deities and other manifestations. So in both these cases, in the first case of Vibhuti, it is more a connection that we make between the object and Krishna. So the list that is given in the 10th chapter is not an exhaustive list. It is an indicative list. So in today's world, we may say that if you want to say in today's context, we may say among cricketers, I am Sachin Tendulkar, or I am Virat Kohli or whoever. So that this is a connection which we make through our consciousness. That is Vibhuti. Whereas when you talk about the deities, it is not simply a connection that we are making in our consciousness. There is an intrinsic connection in the sense that the divine has manifested over there. But that is also a manifestation in this world in matter. So through matter, our consciousness goes towards the perception of spiritual reality. And in Vedanta, so in both these ways, there is a connection of matter with spirit, whereas in Vedanta, there is a rejection of matter to pursue spirit. So naiti, naiti, that is the mood in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And that's how these are all different ways in which ultimately the goal is to pursue spiritual reality, but the ways to pursue spiritual reality are different in different situations.